Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Left Behind, A New Economics for Neglected Places by Paul Collier, examines why many towns, regions, and smaller cities in advanced economies have failed to share in national prosperity. Collier, known for applying economics to real-world social problems, focuses on the widening gap between thriving metropolitan hubs and places experiencing industrial decline, lower wages, and diminished civic confidence. Rather than treating these outcomes as inevitable results of globalization or technology, the book argues that policy choices, institutions, and local social norms shape whether a place adapts or deteriorates. Collier blends economic reasoning with attention to culture, community, and politics, outlining how resentment and polarization can grow when opportunity concentrates in a few winning locations. The book aims to move beyond simplistic narratives that blame either markets or governments alone, proposing a practical framework for renewing left-behind places through targeted investments, stronger local institutions, and a rebalanced relationship between dynamic cities and the communities that feel excluded from progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the geography of prosperity and the new divide. A central theme is that inequality is increasingly spatial, not only personal, the onion, how ascent. Collier highlights how economic activity, high-paying jobs, and skilled workers cluster in a limited number of large urban hubs, while many other places face weaker labor markets and fewer pathways to advancement. This concentration is reinforced by agglomeration effects. Firms gain from being near other firms, workers learn from dense networks, and investors favor proven ecosystems. Over time, successful cities attract more talent and capital, while struggling regions lose both, creating self-reinforcing divergence. The book frames this as a problem of national cohesion as much as efficiency. When people in neglected places see their prospects narrowing, trust in institutions and willingness to cooperate can erode. Collier emphasizes that the consequences extend beyond economics, community identity, family stability, and civic life can weaken when meaningful work disappears. The argument also pushes back on the idea that mobility alone is the solution. Not everyone can or wants to move, and mass out-migration can further hollow out local capacity. Instead, the book sets up the need for policies that recognize place as a legitimate unit of concern and design responses that account for local dynamics. Secondly, why some places decline, firms, skills, and social capital, Collier explores the mechanisms that trap regions in decline. One channel is the loss of anchor employers and the ecosystems around them. When key industries shrink or relocate, supplier networks, apprenticeships, and informal knowledge flows can disappear. Another channel is human capital sorting. As opportunities dry up, younger and more educated residents often leave, reducing the local stock of skills and entrepreneurship. This can create a vicious cycle. Fewer capable workers make it harder to attract productive firms, which further limits opportunities. The book also stresses the less tangible but powerful role of social capital, including norms of trust, mutual obligation, and local leadership. Communities with strong civic institutions and cooperative relationships may adapt better, while those with fragmented networks can struggle to coordinate renewal efforts. Collier suggests that political and cultural responses to decline matter too. Narratives of blame can intensify, and resentment may become a substitute for practical problem solving. Importantly, the analysis does not romanticize the past. It recognizes that older industrial models may not return, and that rebuilding requires creating new capabilities rather than simply subsidizing yesterday. The focus is on diagnosing why adjustment fails and what ingredients are missing when markets alone do not regenerate local prosperity. Thirdly, rebuilding opportunity. Through place-based policy, the book argues for policies that treat left-behind places as targets for renewal rather than as collateral damage of national growth. Collier discusses the logic of place-based interventions that improve the fundamentals needed for productive activity, infrastructure, connectivity, education, and training systems, and the local capacity to support new firms. The goal is not to scatter investment everywhere, but to make credible commitments that reduce risk for employers and residents in selected areas with potential. A key point is that policy should focus on productivity rather than only redistribution. Direct transfers may ease hardship, but without opportunities, they can fail to restore dignity and local confidence. Collier also emphasizes tailoring solutions to context because the obstacles in a former manufacturing town differ from those in a remote rural region. Effective renewal requires coordination across levels of government and partnerships with the private sector, universities, and civic groups. The book also considers incentives and accountability. Place-based programs can be captured by local elites or become symbolic spending without results, so governance design matters. Overall, this topic frames a pragmatic middle path, acknowledge that the geography of modern capitalism produces uneven outcomes, and respond with targeted, measurable investments that help places rebuild a base for sustainable employment. Fourthly, the role of the successful city and the national social contract. Collier places responsibility not only on struggling regions, but also on winning cities and national policymakers. Prosperous hubs benefit from national institutions, public infrastructure, and a stable social order, yet the gains can feel locally enclosed. The book argues that social cohesion requires a rebalanced relationship between thriving metropolitan areas and the rest of the country. This includes thinking about how tax systems, public investment, and national narratives distribute both resources and respect. Collier suggests that if prosperous regions are perceived as indifferent, political backlash can grow, undermining economic stability for everyone. At the same time, the book does not argue for punishing success or blocking urban dynamism. Instead, it advocates harnessing the strengths of successful cities to support national renewal, for example through investment strategies, institutional partnerships, and policies that ease knowledge diffusion. Another element is cultural and political recognition. People in neglected places want to be seen as contributors, not as problems to be managed. Collier links economic policy with civic values, arguing that a functioning social contract must address obligations across geography. This topic extends the book beyond technical economics into questions of legitimacy. When parts of a nation feel excluded from progress, the shared commitment to fair rules and cooperative behavior weakens, threatening long-term prosperity. Lastly, from diagnosis to action, institutions, leadership, and long-term renewal, a recurring emphasis is that lasting renewal depends on institutions and leadership capable of sustained effort. Collier argues that quick fixes often fail because they do not change the underlying capacity of a place to generate opportunity. Rebuilding requires local institutions that can coordinate employers, educators, and public services, as well as leaders who can align interests around a realistic strategy. The book highlights the importance of credible commitments over time. Residents and firms will not invest in a place if they expect policies to change with every election or if prior promises have been broken. Collier also discusses the need for a balanced approach that combines economic incentives with civic rebuilding. Jobs matter, but so do norms of reciprocity, community pride, and institutions that reduce distrust. This can include strengthening local governance, fostering practical partnerships, and supporting initiatives that reconnect people to meaningful work and social participation. The book is cautious about purely technocratic solutions, implying that renewal requires political will and a narrative that motivates collective action. It also implies trade-offs. Some investments will fail, and not every place can become a booming hub, but systematic neglect is costly. The actionable message is to build structures that help places adapt continuously, rather than treating decline as a one-time problem. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the economic and political roots of regional decline, including policymakers, civic leaders, journalists, students of public policy, and citizens living in either booming cities or struggling towns. It will also appeal to readers interested in how economics connects to social cohesion, trust, and polarization. The benefit is practical clarity. Instead of framing left-behind places as a cultural mystery or a simple market outcome, Collier offers a structured way to think about feedback loops involving firms, skills, institutions, and local norms. That framework can help readers evaluate real policy debates about infrastructure, training, investment incentives, and decentralization with more realism and less ideology. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it blends place-based economics with an explicit discussion of obligations between successful regions and neglected ones, treating national unity as an economic asset. It aims to move beyond either celebrating creative city winners or romanticizing lost industries, and instead argues for renewal strategies grounded in productivity, credible institutions, and long-term commitment. For readers seeking a balanced, policy-oriented lens on geographic inequality, it offers a distinctive and actionable perspective. If you would like to support Paul Collier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.